How are you? It's so nice to see you again, Veraela, and thank you for joining me on this podcast about restoring and resetting your life. It's an honor to have you here. It's our first episode.
Yeah.
And it's really nice that we can finally get this starting.
Yeah.
So for everybody that is joining us on this first episode of Restoring, Resetting Your Life, let me quickly introduce this podcast. And my name is Chantal Gore. I met Veraela last year while I was doing a restorative and meditation teacher training in the Netherlands. And and during this training, we came up with the idea of launching a podcast, because during this training, it was a lot about not just yoga on the mat, but also yoga off the mat, and also how to internalize the yoga, how to create a life in which you can deal with managing stress. Everybody's really busy nowadays, and how can you apply this in daily life, basically? So now we are here, this first tryout. So, Veraela, maybe you would like to introduce yourself for now.
Yeah. Yes. So, my name is Veraela, and I want to thank you, Chantal, for bringing up this idea and also for taking me out of my comfort zone, because I love so much my work and I love so much to interact with people. Yet, my favorite way to do it is in person, right? I'm still a little bit, although I got much more used to this camera, being on, on camera and record this and the social media. I feel it's a challenge I need to go through. So it's not my first time on the camera, but I'm still not so skilled onto that. And I think slowly I'm getting there. Definitely much better than many years ago when being in front of the camera was terrifying me. Yet when you brought this idea and teacher training, I was really touched, because I remember you saying, hey, when I went home, I was listening to Yoga Nidra on YouTube, that one of the few things I have in YouTube. And you said, wow, it's so nice to get these reminders of what you say, whether it's through a Yoga Nidra practice, to listen to your voice. And the moment you leave the Netherlands and go back to Costa Rica, where I spend most of the year, here in the forest in Costa Rica. You said it would be nice to stay in touch, at least in this way, until you come back. Like every year, I come back to the Netherlands to teach a training, right?
Yeah.
So you really inspired me, and I said, okay, let's do it. You can do it. And immediately you got into it, and after all these months, here we are. So,
yeah.
And I
must say also that it's also a little bit for me out of my comfort zone. Eh? That's why it took a little bit of time. But I'm also, the idea started growing on me, especially because, I think what we're going to talk about in this podcast, and we will talk about it in a moment, is really something that is really close to my heart. Mm-hmm. And I think it also came up during the teacher training, while I got so inspired that, how do you continue? How do you continue practicing in daily life? How do you continuing applying everything that we learn now during this teacher training or other trainings? How do you continue applying that in daily life? And so continue. But
So this is also my motivation.
That
in this way we might be able to include more people, even people that I normally don't meet or you don't meet, outside the Netherlands and so many places. We are so glad to have, internet and to be able to connect all over the world. That for me not to use it right now is also not to be upgraded with what is going on, So. So the intention would be that we meet, we will see how often we meet, and then we will come up with topics, not only for, people practicing yoga or who would like to take a training, or not only related to yoga, apart from the fact that also in this podcast, eventually we can make it also a theme of that day, is that yoga for me is not just being on the mat practicing postures with the body. For me, yoga is a way of life. And exactly. I love to inspire people into that. Not only, and everybody can be inspired. You don't have to be in a certain way, have a certain body. For me, yoga is a way of life and it's something that is so dear to me. And that I can come all the time too. I don't even need a yoga mat for that. Whether it's bringing awareness to how we behave, how we move, or how much we do not move, or how we eat, or what we do during the day that remind us yoga is our lives. Even if we are not a yoga teacher or somebody's not interested in a so-called yoga life in the sense of practice in certain techniques. So I feel that we want to include everybody or get interested, most people who actually would like to reset their lives in some way. For instance, somebody who is very stressed out and has a very demanding job, and that person is saying, I don't have time for yoga. How I can support or how we can inspire this person, even without having a yoga mat.
Exactly. How to apply the little things that you can do to come back to yourself and to come out of the head into the body. I think that is also what inspired me during the teacher training that, now in normal lives, we're a lot in our heads. And what can you do to come out of your head and into your body again, into the real knowing? That is something that really inspired me during the training as well. And that is something that can benefit many people, whether you practice yoga or not.
For instance, let's say right now. Right now, somebody is working very intensely and in an office or with many back-to-back meetings. That person doesn't have the time to roll the yoga mat on the floor and start practicing pranayama or breathing techniques or asanas or something. So I would say to this person, okay, you have another meeting now in 5-10 minutes. Can you now take a moment, for instance? Maybe we can do it together.
Together.
Let's close our eyes for a moment. And if you are sitting on a chair at your desk, can you feel the lower part of your body on that chair? Maybe your feet are on the floor. Can you feel the floor under your feet? And you can take right now deep breaths. By that I mean deep conscious breaths, like inhaling through the nose and opening your mouth and sigh. And in that exhale, maybe let go for a moment of anything that is next. Let go of your next meeting. Let go of this tension in the moment. And let's do it one more time. Let's take a deep breath, taking life force into the body. Energy, prana. And then open the mouth and exhale. All tensions and worries, just for a moment. And of course, we could keep doing this for another 2-3 minutes, but let's say that you had only 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes is better than no minutes. And then you can open your eyes again. And yeah, maybe for someone, this would be already something. For someone who is not that busy or used to do this on a regular basis, would be maybe relevant. Yeah, but as I said, we want to inspire and support all kind of people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This could be a way. You know, I have many practical ideas that we will be bringing to the podcast, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Something like that.
It's already so nice. I can already feel the shift.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think this is the beginning, only the beginning, probably.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to make this podcast and to make new episodes together. So, and in this podcast, we will share a lot more of these things. Huh?
Yes. So we could somehow organize that people will be sending us messages and asking or requesting for things they would like to go into. So we will have our own things and our own ways of communicating different possibilities of having a yoga lifestyle without being a yoga teacher or a yogi or anything. But also we can receive requests and proposals of people who are watching and that maybe we didn't think of. They can inspire us to inspire them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it should be a source of inspiration and... And also as a reminder each time, like, it's easy to go back into your old habits. At least that's what I notice. Like, I get so inspired and I'm going to do things different. And then a couple of weeks later, I just also sometimes notice that I'm back into my old routines again. And this podcast can be actually a reminder of resetting and coming back to yourself. And what can you do, little things to change those old habits, for instance, what we just did now, the small exercise. So, yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
So let's maybe close this first tryout. And we will make our first real episode really soon. So it's really great to see you. Great that it's working.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get started soon.
Me too. So I have a request now, and it's that you send me a little bit of a cold weather.
Yeah,
I have air conditioning, but I don't like to be in the air conditioning all the time. So I would like an exchange of a little bit of cool weather from the Netherlands, and I will send you this. It's lots of heat here. We can share
Actually, today it's already quite nice in the Netherlands. The last few days it's been really nice and sunny. Cold, still cold, but lovely. So we can use some more warmth. So thank you. Yeah, I will. We will exchange.
Let's exchange that. Chantal, thank you so much. I know you have invested time and energy, and you are a busy woman, you are a mom, you are a daughter, and you are a wife, and still you work. So thank you so much for making a space for something that for now is just a new window into life, and I'm very, very excited and curious to see where I will take us.
Whatever
it is, it's already nice to have started. And
exactly.
I'm not so goal-oriented person. So for now, I'm already happy that it is happening. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And thank you so much as well. I mean, for me, it's also a new journey. It's a new adventure, taking it out of my comfort zone. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Fine. Abend.
Abend. Well. Enjoy your day there still. And
meeting meetings for me. So now I'm going to take my time between this meeting and my next 3-4 meetings to breathe and to ground and to keep moving through the day as relaxed as possible.
Thank you very much. And we're going to close this session.
Yes.
And until next time.
Yes. And thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Louis.